Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Freshman? Is that the name of that song? That song was a banger in its time, probably mid to late 90s is my guess. All right, every Wednesday we do NFL power rankings. I feel like last week was last week Thanksgiving? I don't even know what week it is. I feel like maybe we didn't get to them last week, but you ready to rock me?
Let's go.
Let's do this. Who's the top team in the NFL now?
New England.
New England?
Yep.
Wow. You buy the Pats.
I'm buying the overall team at this point.
You think they're a Super Bowl winner?
I can't say right now.
So
you ask me who's the best team right now, I think they are. I think their offense is good, their defense, and they damn make special team plays on a regular. Not just returning, they covering everything else. And I believe having Vrabel is a big part of that.
A dude like Vrabel is the real deal, man, and he's going to take all three phases seriously. I think the Patriots have the best record in the NFL. Yeah, they're the only team in the NFL with 11 wins. How about this, B? The Pats have 11 wins. The Broncos have 10. No NFC team even has double digits. Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so I think you made a very strong case why it should be the Patriots. We always go with NFL.com. What's my man's name? Eric Edholm is the author that we always go with. Who do you think they've got? Because it's not New England.
Who they have? I don't have a clue. They don't have them.
Rams.
The Rams just lost to Carolina.
Edholm writes, I checked the manual, and it turns out the Super Bowl contenders are allowed to lose close late-season games on the road to teams fighting for their playoff lives.
He sounds a little biased right now.
Yeah. I like, because these are arbitrary and capricious and, frankly, kind of just the content game, like, what I love about NFL power rankings is you can debate them any way you want, but they are not at all conditional to how the playoffs operate. The problem with college football playoffs is rankings matter because it's all about who gets in, right?
Yeah.
In the NFL, it's all going to sort itself out anyway.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a little nuts to not have, at this point, New England or Denver. I mean, both those teams have won nine or ten in a row.
You just look at the teams, okay, and you look at offense and defense and special at all three phases. I think at this point, New England is better suited than the rest of the guys. Offensively, the Rams are very good. Defensively, they're good. Special team, they're all right.
Remember when everybody was screaming about Emmanuel Forbes for that week after the Rams
went away from it real quick.
Like, what you said then was so accurate that happy Forbes is finding some success, but I don't think it was going to happen here, period.
Yeah.
We also, have dramatically overstated his success, is all I'm saying.
He had a good game.
Yeah.
And people made that into, oh, look how great he is.
Again, and in that game, Tampa was down the
top four. How many games had he played?
Right.
okay? And then when you saw the next game, he played more like he did here than he did in that game that he played, and everybody lost their damn mind, right?
Right.
And anybody that want to start telling me about St. Jude, shut the hell up. He ain't good. He's the grabbingest guy in the world. He when you panic at cornerback and you start grabbing, that's the way you end up out the league. He doesn't panic and reach and look. He panics and grabs. So when you can't cover and you're constantly getting 15-yard penalties, don't tell me how good he is. He's not that good.
His contact with his hands, this is perhaps silly. You know how occasionally I have weird theories. St. Jude grew up a hockey player, not a football player. Mm-hmm. He started to play football later in his life. Hockey, they're always grabbing. You get down near the boards, you get in front of the goal, like, they're grabbing, dude. I think there's just some, like, intrinsic, I'm going to grab this dude.
Intrinsically, he basically understands, I'm out of position. And you watch guys. Okay, I'm going to just go this far. I'm 57. Darryl has to be 64 right now, Darryl Green.
Okay, I've heard of him.
And you watch Darryl Green, he trains cornerbacks and speed guys. This dude has extreme confidence in his ability. He still does stuff he was doing when he was playing and before he got to be the guy with a name that we all recognize. I've never seen anybody discuss or see him after practice, talking about St. Juice, working on his skills. See, I know if people see a guy do something one time, they lose their damn mind or whatever. The thing about football is you have to constantly work on it to where you get to a point where you don't have to think about it. It just happens. You know, I tell you all the time, when you're thinking on the football field, you're in trouble. You have to just react on the football field. And when you watch him, it's like he goes like, oh, I don't feel him. Grab him. Instead of like, I don't feel him. Take a look at the damn ball. You're 6'2", 6'3", dude. You have what everybody that plays cornerback wants, length. A lot of time when you watch him grab, if he had just done this, he knocks the ball down. But that's not naturally what he does. So when you work on stuff at a certain level, you always can fall back on it. I always tell people, when I see a guy doing something, when he's starting to panic or get into a bad situation, it tells me, does he work on his craft or not? And the way he grabbed, he wasn't working on his craft like he's supposed to be.
There you have it. That was a good little breakdown, B. I think Ed Holm does a good job. I think there's a reason we go with Eric's power rankings week after week. I can't agree with these today. He started with Rams, Seahawks at 1-2, then Denver, then New England.
He put Denver and ahead of New England?
New England is fourth.
He crazy as hell.
I'll read this. Monday smelled like a potential trap game coming in, but the Patriots quickly dispelled that notion with a dominant first half showing against the Giants, taking a 30-7 lead into the locker room. Drake May earned more MVP chants. The defense held New York to 239 total yards, and Marcus Jones housed another punt. If May wins MVP, it's because he's been consistently good or better in pretty much every game since the Week 1 loss to Vegas, which certainly will go down as one of the most shocking results of the season. Ever since then, the Pats have improved vastly, becoming a complete football team. They might not dominate in a lot of areas outside of May making tougher plays look easy, but they also don't have many glaring weaknesses. Injuries have sunk their teeth into the starting lineup a bit, but the replacements really stepped up on Monday night. New England's 11-2. I don't think they've lost in months.
It's been a while. Come on, like,
they've
nine,
won 10 in a
nine,
row.
10 in a row?
They probably haven't lost since September. Mm-hmm. If you want to question the Pats,
Listen, man,
I think they're pretty damn good.
Eventually, when a team wins that much, you have to start taking that they are good. It's not like they're playing Podunk High School,
right?
You know, every other week. They're playing professional football team, and they're winning every week. And you have to give credit to that when they do it every week.
Right.
You know, and when I'm watching that game, I understand it's hard for people to give, like, the new team some level of respect. Hell, I'm that way sometimes myself. When you watch that game the other night,
That was an ass.
Offensively, they made every play they're supposed to make. Defensively, they made plays. And then the intensity I saw them play on special teams, that tells me that's a well-coached damn team.
Our boy Jeffrey tends to agree with the power ranks. Jeff, you don't think New England should be that high?
Not really. Only because the teams they've beat, I mean, they did beat the Bills, but other than that, Jets, Dolphins, Falcons, Saints, Titans, Browns, Bengals, Giants, all those teams are struggling.
And they beat every one of them handily.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying that's why I think that they're not as high as you would think because of their schedule.
Okay. Beat the Bills in Buffalo. Beat the Bucks in Tampa.
That's two hell of wins right there.
Now, the Bucks outlier and the Bills, that's a division game. So, like, it's just like we could have had a bad season as Washington and we beat Philly on a good year that they had. So that's just
what's the average margin of victory?
I can give you their point differential. Point differential plus 110.
Okay.
That is best in the AFC and third best in the NFL. Now, if you want to talk point differential, though, in these power ranks, they went Rams, Seahawks, 1-2. Mm-hmm. Seahawks have the best point differential in the NFL, plus 133. Mm-hmm. Seahawks, when they win, they beat people's asses. Mm-hmm. And the Rams are second at plus 124.
Okay. And who did they lose to?
The Rams have lost to the Niners, the Panthers, and who is their third loss? I'm trying to pull it up, but the internet is challenging today.
It's squirrely today.
The Rams lost to the Eagles. That's right. Week three. I don't know, man. The top of the NFL is super interesting, and the good news is they play it out on the field. So he goes Rams, Seahawks, Broncos, Pats. How would you assign that?
I'll put the damn New England Patriots first. I'll probably I'll bring the Rams after that because I don't think the defense of Wichcom is as great as they said they were. Talking about the Broncos. I'll go with the Broncos, then I'll go with the Seahawks.
Who would you have fifth?
Kind of a toss up, just still there. Well, I would probably go.
Chicago.
I totally forgot about Chicago. They roll right up in there. I may put Chicago prior in front of Seattle.
Really?
I'm kind of on the side of Landy now. I think Sam Darnold's starting to wake up. He's been having a night great dream. He's laying down next to Salma Hayek and Halle Berry. And all of a sudden, he looked over and he saw Shrek. Starting to wake up now.
The first half of that Vikings game was closer than I think people realize. Darnold got sacked four times in the first half, and it was a strip sack. He fumbled. They had a pick six. They were going up against Max Brosmer, who threw four interceptions. Mm-hmm. The Bears, meanwhile, went into Philly and
they handled them,
controlled it.
Yeah. They handled them.
Where are you on Green Bay, though?
That team is mysterious to me. I think everyone is still on the night they played us. They haven't played like that since. They've been on a roller coaster ride since then.
They have played well of late. They did have that kind of mid-season swoon, I would say. But you get Packers-Bears this weekend. So
we'll see what happens.
We're going to see something on the field.
The mindset could be different next week, but not right now.
Pack have now won three in a row, and they host Chicago at Lambeau. So you had Bears four or Seahawks?
Bears.
All right, I'm tweeting out the B-Mitch power ranks. Maybe we make our own column here. Pats, Rams, Broncos, Bears, Seahawks. Bang.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What do you make of the Colts as they are kind of...
What I make of the Colts is...
They're taking on water.
Stop Jonathan Taylor from running. You could beat their ass.
Daniel Jones playing with a broken bone in
stop
his leg.
Stop Jonathan Taylor from running. You beat them.
And the AFC South now, man. Jacksonville's playing well, and Houston's playing well.
Houston right now, defensively, is a problem for people.
Wait, Brian, give me AFC South playoff odds, please. Or maybe I'll actually be able to pull something up on my computer. Houston's defense down the stretch, I feel like, might be enough.
The thing about them is, it's not like, you know, you go into most games and you're like, okay, we have to stop this guy. So you could put a double team over here with a third guy watching them, all right? Against Houston, you got to think about both of those guys. And if you put two out here, those two guys inside are giving your offensive line better be dominant because they're going to give them
the
pure hell.
The Colts are at plus 135, Jags at plus 140, Texans at plus 310.
I might smell a wager there.
They're not giving them like
50 to win 150.
The thing I love about which column is this, about the Houston defense right now. They give you hell off the edges. But then up the middle, they don't give you a lot of place to step up. So you watched the other night when Drake May was about, he was about 7 yards deep.
Chilling.
He slid up to four and delivered the football. He don't have that against Houston, the way that they've been playing. And Anderson and the other dude off the other edge, they are beating the hell out of every tackle they see. So if they can get the edge and crowd it up the middle, you're going to see some sacks where the guy going to just get swallowed up. Point blank.
Yeah. Houston's playing good ball, man. They've won four in a row, and they've won two of those, I think, with Davis Mills at quarterback. I think the Colts are going the wrong way. Team that we're not really talking about, but maybe we should be, the Niners. Kyle's doing a hell of a job with that team, man. They got injuries everywhere. They are a half game back in the NFC West. They get a bye this week. Maybe they get healthier. White Brian, what are odds on the NFC West? Rams, Seahawks, Niners all have 9 wins. What does Vegas see there?
You say what?
I was asking for odds of the NFC West. Oh.
Rams at minus 145, Seattle at plus 210, Niners at plus 500.
The Niners' problem is their quarterback right now. Dallas is probably as hot as they come offensively. I'm still not overwhelmed with their defense. They won that game against the Eagles. What was it, 31-28? No, that was against the Chiefs. And you gave up 28 points, man. So if anybody hinders their offense, I think you can still score on their defense.
Dallas, they have them at 16. Honestly, that seems kind of low the way they're playing right now.
Yeah, but
still, they just beat Philly and KC in five days.
It's because of that defense still.
Yeah.
That, you know,
since they got Quinnen Williams,
they
though,
gave
up
28 against the Chiefs, how many they gave up against the Eagles?
Well, it was 21-0. I don't think Philly scored again.
So they gave up. They're averaging 24 points a game. They're giving up. That's not with fantastic Williams. Defense.
No, it's not. The Cowboys currently are not great defensively. The defensive rankings are bad. They are 31st in points allowed, 29th in yards allowed, but they're first in yards gained, second in points scored. Now, they traded for Quinnen Williams right around Halloween, right? In four games since they've had Williams, they gave up 27 to the Cardinals. If Dallas misses the playoffs, they're going to point to a 27-17 loss to Arizona at home as the reason. So they gave up 27 to the Cardinals, only 16 to the Raiders. Raiders are terrible. That was a Monday night game, I think. 21 to the Eagles, 28 to the Chiefs. I want to do this. Let's open these phones. Who's the best team in football? I don't think there's a clear-cut answer. We'll go through the remainder of the power ranks. Where does Washington land? Where do the Eagles land? Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part with Rood, the systems are whisper quiet, so you get no more of those noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. Rood's got the variable speed compressor, which ensures precise temperature and humidity control, operating efficiently even in the extreme conditions. You know what I love? It's fireplace season. We've had a couple fires in the fireplace, decorating the Christmas tree and stuff. And with our old HVAC, when we had a fire downstairs, upstairs got cold as hell. I don't really know how that works, but it would always happen. With the Rood system, upstairs maintains the comfortable temperature even when we have the fire going downstairs. Plus, you can save a bunch of money. You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.